bad attitude.
Bad attitude. Okay. I like to embellish.
What do you think about? What do you think of Jameis so far? What do you see him doing?
I think Jameis has a lot of talent. I mean, things, you know, last week didn't work out, I'm sure, like he wanted to, but, you know, he has a lot of talent, and they're putting the offense in his hands. He does some checking and stuff like that. So, and I know that they did some things last week, I think, that helped him once, you know, they got off track a little bit. I think they did some things to help him get back on track and, you know, so have a lot of respect for him.
Might help his short throws or a quick game?
No, I think that the style offense they went to, as far as they did some no huddle and some stuff like that, you know, so to help them out.
What are you seeing out of Doug Martin?
He's a very good running back. I mean, I think he's eighth in the league in rushing right now, and I know that they count on him a lot. But he's a explosive runner that has great vision and, you know, loves to cut back or break it to the outside. He loves to do that. He gets you going one way, and he likes to cut back against the grain, and I think he does a great job. And the thing about him is he's extremely tough to get down. You know, he really is. So there's been a lot of not necessarily missed tackles, but when guys wrap him up, he's been able to break tackles.
How ready is Thurston if he has to go?
Well, you know, the good thing is he got a half a game in last week, you know, so that really helped. And, you know, he's gotten a lot of reps this week. And, you know, he's been – I can't remember when we exactly moved him at one time. I believe it was just Otto. Then we got him flexed, you know, playing Mike and Otto. So, you know, he's done a good job this week. And it's a great opportunity for him to grow as a player. And, you know, the guys are really rallying around him and trying to help him out. So – It's going to be fun to see how it works out.
And he would still make all the calls if it was him.
Yes. Yes.
How challenge is that for a rookie?
It's tough. I mean, you know, any position, but, you know, let alone the mic and, you know, when you're in front of the huddle and you're making the, you know, different calls here and there. And like I said, the guys have accepted him and they're wanting to help him. And, you know, and I think that's been a big plus for his confidence.
How did Branch look
the
first time back?
He did a good job. I thought he showed some explosiveness. I don't know the exact number, Vito, of reps that he got, but, you know, at one time, you know, there was a period of time he wasn't going quite as often. So I think easing him back in, and he's looked good in practice this week. You know, so I think it's going to be a process getting him back to top notch. He didn't play for or practice for a long time.
Do you think they'll increase the snaps
each
week?
Well, that'd be the plan, you know. And I think that this week everything's going as planned. And, you know, as we get closer to the games, we'll be able to figure that out.
What's the biggest thing that you miss without having Sendarek there?
Well, I think that, you know, his pass rush, obviously. I mean, he's, in my mind, he's an excellent pass rusher and, you know, created havoc in the with the inside push, you know, on third downs and, you know, did a great job there. And also, you know, he was explosive in the run game as far as penetrating and, you know, making things bounce backwards if he didn't make the play. He was just a really good player. So there's, you know, obviously quite a few things we miss about him.
You can't wait to get him back.
That's right. Obviously, I mean, anytime, you know, one of your better players is injured, you can't wait to get him back, you know. And, you know, once again, it's been a process with him. And, you know, you guys could talk to Gus about where he's at, you know, in that process.
Why do you think you and Lovie hit it off so well all those years ago?
Well, it just – we go back – a long way. I mean, I was his graduate. We're both Tulsa grads. I was his graduate assistant at the University of Tulsa, and we always stayed in touch and, you know, things like that. So we've known each other for a long time.
Do you think he brought you to St. Louis?
Yes, he did.
You think you would have been a career college coach? It
definitely was a great break for me because I really didn't know anybody in the NFL, and that was never part of my plan. You know, and, you know, the opportunity that he gave me, you know, was very much appreciated.
Is the Branch eventually going to start again, you think, or keep playing kind of?
Yeah, eventually. I mean, you know, we'll get him to where we, you know, we think that he could do that. But, you know, right now at this point in the week, Vito, I'm not sure exactly where he's at. We got two more days to figure out exactly how we're going to work it.
Is he playing now more first downs than?
He played some first downs. Right offhand, I'm not exactly sure, but he did play some first downs, first and second down in the game.
A little more of that than thirds?
I'm not sure. I can't answer that.
Going back to Lovie, like, one of your best five friends in the NFL, like, can you characterize your relationship with him? Like, where is
no,
that?
We have a great relationship. I've known him for a long time, and, you know, even when he was the head coach, we were very good friends along with, you know what I'm saying? Because we had known each other for so long. I mean, we had a... Well, you know, in this day and age, you text.
Okay.
You know, but yeah, not a whole lot, you know.
So you and him, you text pretty often.
Not, I mean, periodically. I mean, in this business, yeah, you don't get a whole lot of opportunities.
Peyton Thompson didn't play at all because of injury in the preseason, yet he's been forced to play different roles. How impressed are you with
that? Oh, let me tell you, that's a great story. I mean, here he comes in, he plays nickel, he plays safety, and has done a good job. I mean, you know, he has a fire and a grit to him, and I think he has the ability to make plays, but really love his attitude. And the thing that he does that impresses you, he comes out every day to work and works to get better, and it's shown on tape, you know, so.
You expect to keep the pressure going this week? I mean, you guys stepped it up a little bit last week. But
I know,
you got a rookie quarterback.
What do you want me to? I can't give you anything. We're looking forward to playing a really good game, and we're going to try to get, you know, be our best and just roll on.
Gus has talked about that drive where five penalties gave him a lot of yards during the week. Do you review those with the guys?
Oh yeah, we did on Monday, and we said, and you know, that has not been our background, you know, but that did happen on that series, and we put it up there and we say, hey, here it is, and it resulted in a touchdown. And you know, it was a frustrating time, but you know, those things happen. We, you know, aggressive penalties, we just need to make sure that we're not making penalties that you know, like hitting a guy laid out of bounds or whatever. You know, Clem, of course, he didn't want to hit him in the head, but when he ducked, you know. And then the on house, you know, aggressive when you're playing read technique, that's going to come up. You know, but by no means do we want to have five penalties in any drive. And like I said, that has not been our history.
Okay. Thanks.